Wild Bunch Podcast. What?
Big Mama and the Wild Bunch present.
Time for your confessions.
If there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets or stories or fibs,
for your confessions.
Now's the time to put it on the table, okay?
On B1039.
You know, a lot of you don't even know that I'm an ordained minister and I could give you complete forgiveness. If that so needed. If you so desire it, I got you. I mean, it is a true fact. Universal Life Church, you can Google it. It's a proven fact. I've married people before. And I decided that the confession session should be a moment where you can get something off your chest and just let it out and feel good about it and do it anonymously so that you can get it off your chest. That's what it's all about. Now, this is the way you're going to send your confession to me. 239-765-1039. Text it in. I won't read your name. I won't read your phone number, nothing. I'll just read your confession, kind of like this. I got two children under five, and I'm already dreaming of the day they get jobs and move out of my house.
Yeah.
Wow. Parenthood not adjusting well for you? I'm a professor in my 50s. Whenever I start the car and reverse out of the driveway, I start a long journey, I imagine I'm piloting a spaceship and go through all the instruments and pretend I'm doing a brief flight check prior to an interstellar voyage.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes by himself because he's obviously single.
I do that all the time.
You know what's funny? I like to do this. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your pilot speaking. You're welcome to flight this. We're going to land. It's going to be 300 and this. And I'm like, what? Well, you can't hear it? Oh, your ears are not popped yet. It's okay. Hey, I love my grandson more than my actual son. He isn't a yes man like his father and often challenges me and asks difficult questions. He's only 11 years old, and I'm so proud of him.
Wow.
Poor dad. Sometimes I use the internet to not look at porn.
What?
These are the confessions. These aren't mine. These are the ones that are out there in the world. If you have one, 239-765-1039, you can call it in, too. I can change your voice if so needed. The guys who don't like me because I'm fat are really missing out. Not only do I spend a majority of the day thinking about sex, I also make amazing lasagna.
Ooh.
The more you know. My wife accused me of cheating because of the scratches on my back and shoulders.
They were
actually caused by a McCall at a bird sanctuary. Jeez.
Really?
Where I went on a date with my girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have a confession? 239-765-1039. Hit us up. I have pre-read the confessions in on the Absolute Law text line, and I believe that my favorite one in the history of all confessions might be coming up.
Oh, really? Wow.
If okay. You have a confession that you would anonymously like to share, 239-765-1039 is the phone number. I'll read them anonymously. This one off the Absolute Law text line. Sometimes I wear socks 2 days in a row, even if I have clean socks available.
That's gross.
Oh, man. That's horrible.
No, don't do that.
Ew.
I can't even imagine that. I left my husband of 20 years after he refused to go for counseling about non-existent sex life. I loved him, but wanted intimacy. I'm with someone now who annoys the F out of me. I miss my husband and the life I had.
Oh, that sucks.
Grass is always greener, huh?
Until you get on there and get your head stuck in the fence trying to eat it.
Damn.
By the way, that's my dad's saying. You know why you don't eat? You know why the grass isn't greener on the other side? Because you always get your head stuck in the fence trying to eat it.
I think there's a couple extra words in there.
Yeah.
maybe. Maybe. I started working as a phone operator due to COVID. I now charge my ex for any sex stimulation conversation. Added, I don't even give him a discount. Wow. I didn't know they still had those. You can be a phone sex operator? Let me ask you a question. Do you think people would pay for an OnlyFans if I, like, did it behind the scenes of everything going on behind the scenes here at B1039 and didn't tell anybody? Do you think they would pay $14.99 a month on my OnlyFans account for this?
I mean, I would at least make it $19.99.
All right. That's what I did. Fantastic. Okay. As long as you know. Okay. Don't worry when I hold my phone up randomly. I'll be like, what did you say?
Yeah.
I'm going to make some money on this one. By the way, here is my favorite confession of the day and the final one of the session. Confession, it says, my husband kept pissing me off the other day. So the best revenge is when he is sleeping, I hit the wall to scare him and make him paranoid. Awesome. Am I crazy? I say, yeah, you crazy, girl. You crazy. But I like it. I'm going to use it. I don't know what that was. What are you talking about? So before we get into the Wild Bunch treasure hunt, we had a confession earlier. Allow me to read this confession to you. I started working as a phone operator due to COVID. I now charge my ex for any sexy stimulation conversations. Added, I don't even give him a discount. Joining us now on the phone is said anonymous confession. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So, how long have you been an operator? I just want to know this.
So I started in April because I didn't want to wear a mask and I didn't want to do my other job. So I was like, how can I work at home?
So, and this, you're being quite 100% honest with me right now.
100%. I have three profiles.
Three profiles. Now, is this something that you signed up for online or did you have to go apply? Is it all phone based?
It is all phone based. You can opt.
How do you know that it's your ex-boyfriend calling you?
Oh, well, he actually is like calling a number that I provided him with. So I have the company I work through. And then I have my side business of like, well, I've realized I can make more money on my own.
Oh, wow. There you go. I dig it.
Man.
So, and it's all conversation based.
Yeah.
That's it.
Audio only?
Audio only.
Audio only.
No one ever tries to get you to do FaceTime or anything like that.
I mean, they try, but, you know, I just am like, I'm so sorry. I can't do that.
All right. All right. So now the big question comes. Do guys do this?
I know two guys who I've met through this business who do it, and they say they do better when they have a partner on the phone with them than when it's just them by themselves.
Oh, wow. Mm. And how much money have you made doing this? This is amazing conversation. Am I wrong? Is this crazy?
Let's see. Since April, I have made about $12,000.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Well, because you get a minute rate, plus you can get tips. People can send you gifts, you know, try to entice you to take their calls. So.
Wow.
$12,000 in 6 months.
Yeah. There you go. What about that? What about that side catch? That's exactly how. I might have to. I mean, I can recoup some of the losses that we've had here at the.
For real, I'm rethinking my life right now.
But the weird thing about it, though, Little Brownie, is what brings up one of these facts that I got coming up later on the show, where a man with a deep voice is one who cheats.
That's what
it says. Yeah, that's what it says. Cheaters. We'll talk about it later on. Hey, thank you very much for sharing that information with us, man. I always wondered. I didn't know that thing was still a deal. I am blown away, and now I am more educated and very excited to start my three profiles after the show.
Exactly, me too.
All right, there it is.
Be safe. Have a great day.
All right. There you go. Bye-bye. Wow.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.